Greenhouse Open House today has been amazing. There are events every night down here. Please go to their website, look the events up, and be sure to join them Friday in Williams Park for the food trucks. With me right now is a gentleman that I have heard so much about, and I've had the opportunity to meet so many great people here. This is Eric Vaughn. He is the LGBT liaison for the city of St. Petersburg. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Tell me a little bit about your mission and what you're going to be doing in this role.
Awesome. Well, I have been appointed as the LGBTQ liaison for the city. It's been about 2 whole weeks now since taking on this appointment by Mayor Ken Welch. And really what I want to do is kind of help fill the gap from public services to the government and make sure that our LGBTQ community here in St. Pete still feels welcome, still feels like this St. Pete is a home for them, despite a lot of the things that are happening around Florida. We always know that St. Pete is a haven for misfits, for outcasts, for people that are marginalized. So we want to keep it that way.
And, you know, you have an amazing background. You came and did this in New York. You were in the education school system. It starts very young. Hate
yes.
starts very young. And acceptance starts very young as well.
That's very true. Yep. I worked for the New York City Department of Education, and I saw a lot of the hatred that exists all the way from preschool all the way on up. So now that I'm able to do this on a city level in the city that I love so much and I now go home, it's so meaningful.
You've been here 20 years now.
I've been off and on. Yep.
Off and on, 20 yep. years. So tell us, you know, Pride is coming.
Yep.
St. Pete, I believe, has the biggest Pride parade and Pride celebration. Last year was Idina Menzel,
yes.
was the Grand Marshal. You're going to be raising the flag. Tell us, give us a preview of Pride here in St. Pete.
Oh, thank you. Well, Pride, actually, for me, it starts now. So we're, and for a St. Pete Pride Committee, it starts last year, the end of Pride. They've been planning a ton of events. A lot of entertainers are going to be coming in from across the world to participate. We have panels, there's educational activities, there's going to be family fun days, but it all starts with our flag raising. That's going to be held at City Hall on June 1st at 10 a.m.
Mayor Ken Welch was just here, and he's busy. He just came from Tampa. You know, Mayor Ken Welch has created such a haven of acceptance. I think this Pride week and month is going to be the best yet.
I think so, too. I mean, like you said, this is the biggest one in the Southeast region. Mm-hmm. We are bigger than Atlanta. We're bigger than Miami. And St. Pete continues to grow. Pride continues to grow here. We're seeing a lot of LGBTQ businesses come. Even today at this event, I've gotten to talk to LGBTQ business owners coming in, stopping in, seeing how welcome they feel in the city. So
perfect segue, because that's why we're here talking. We want to talk about small businesses and supporting LGBTQ small businesses. Can you give us some tips and some advice?
Definitely. I think, you know, number one, if you want to support LGBTQ businesses, representation matters. So having employees that represent the community is one easy way to do that. Making sure that you are doing the outreach and you're doing the marketing to bring in people that are different and from different communities is another way you can support the community.
And you have a number of, how do they reach you for information and resources? Because you are the liaison, and we wear the rainbow flag proudly.
Yes, thank you. Well, I am on the stpete.org website, so you can just type in LGBTQ liaison there, and you'll find me. Also, my email address is eric.vaughn, V-A-U-G-H-A-N, at stpete.org, and you can email me there as well.
Well, we're going to have you back on air on RadioSt.Pete.com to talk about all we want to know about. All the entertainers promise us that we'll get the exclusive first look.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. There's still some secrets out there, but I think at that time I can be able to spill a little bit of the secrets that are happening in during June.
Well, we're very lucky. 2 weeks into the job and already top of the heap. And Eric Vaughn, LGBTQ liaison for the city of St. Petersburg, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.